Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so grateful to know you're out there listening, and I'm praying that you're growing in your walk with the Lord. Even as the scripture, oftentimes it challenges who we are. It challenges the way we've been. And that's the way God wants it to be. He wants us to learn of Him, to learn how He is, and let us function in this world according to His way. So let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to help us to not only learn, but also to be able to apply His word today. Heavenly Father, we do give You thanks today for Your word, for without it, where would we be? Where would our thinking be? It'd be totally after ourselves and not after the things of You, Almighty God. So today we humble ourselves before You and ask You to fulfill what You said You would do by giving us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, and Lord, empowering us to live according to that truth so that our ways will be pleasing in Your eyes. We bless You today, Lord. We thank You for this time we can share together, and we thank You for Your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is Jesus in the Form of God and Equal with Him. Is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6. As he continued to give instruction to the church in Philippi, Paul the apostle told them to let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. They were to allow Christ's mind to be in them. However, they needed further instruction as to what Christ's mind was. Paul shares more with them in chapter 2 and verse 6 of Philippians, where he wrote, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." The verse begins, "Who, being in the form of God." To begin his explanation as to what Christ Jesus' mind was, Paul stated the position from which Jesus came. Being in the form of God, which shows His exalted state. Jesus was in the form or external appearance of God, which coincides with the Gospel of John in chapter 1 and verse 1, which says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." For better understanding about Christ's mind, the Philippians were to think about how highly esteemed the position was that Jesus held when He came to the earth. The verse goes on to say, "Thought it not robbery to be equal with God." For anyone to make Him or herself equal, which means identical in quantity and quality with God, is not only presumptuous, but also incredibly rude, unless, that is, the person is God. Jesus did not think it robbery, which means a thing to be seized upon or to be held fast or retained, to be equal with God. That's because He is God. And when the Philippians began to think in the manner that Jesus thought, they had to begin by considering that vastly superior position that Jesus held before He came for the sake of others. Paul the Apostle knew by the Holy Spirit that the best way to help the church members in Philippi to understand how they were to be humbled before others was to show them how Jesus was. If they were ever going to really have the agape love toward one another, they would have to begin by humbling themselves in the manner that Jesus did. Jesus was highly exalted, lifted up, and vastly superior to anyone because He was and is God. Yet, in this exalted state, He humbled Himself and came to save us. As we ponder Paul's words, perhaps it will help us to allow our minds to imagine the position Jesus held before He came to the earth. And as we do, the measure of our exalted positions will diminish in light of how great God is. Next time, Paul tells the Philippians what Christ did to identify with us. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,